Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Joseph, Rachel's Boy, where he's left that life of the Technicolor dream coat behind for the life of a slave. Joseph has arrived in Egypt, and on the first day in town, he's sold off as a slave. Let me continue my saga as I share what happened when he arrived at his new home. Potiphar, an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh, the captain of his personal bodyguard, bought Joseph in the slave market. He took him home and gave him some responsibilities in the management of the household. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. The Egyptians saw that the Lord was with him and how the Lord caused all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in the eyes of Potiphar and became his personal servant in charge of all of his household. Then after making him overseer of his household, he then put him in charge of all his possessions and properties. The Lord prospered the Egyptian's household because of Joseph. The Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned in the household, in the field, and so Joseph took care of everything. The only thing Potiphar had to be concerned about was the food he ate for dinner. Now, Joseph was a handsome young man who caught the eye of Potiphar's wife. Joseph had the run of the house, and there were many days that Potiphar was occupied with King Pharaoh. Potiphar's wife would look with desire upon Joseph, but he was too busy working to notice her. She would call to him as he performed his duties. "Joseph, lie with me. Joseph, I'm waiting for you." Then one day she cornered him. "Joseph, your master has put everything he owns in your hands. I'm the most prized possession. How about me?" It is amazing how God can take a young man who's sold into bondage and turn it around to be a blessing. My story is filled with how God blessed Joseph, Potiphar, and all the people that surrounded Joseph, even though he is a slave. But now the question is, what to do with Potiphar's wife? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.